It's World Breastfeeding Week this week, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced that $10 million will be put towards doubling the number of Australian mothers who exclusively breastfeed their children up until the six-month mark. This goal, outlined in the National Breastfeeding Strategy, is based on the World Health Organization's recommendations. But experts warn that just throwing $10 million at the problem isn't enough to make a real difference. I investigated why the rates of breastfeeding in Australia are so low and why it's imperative that we increase them. In Australia, 25% of babies are exclusively fed breast milk until they're 6 months old. The National Breastfeeding Strategy 2019 aims to get that figure to 50% in the next 6 years so that more newborns and mothers can benefit from the advantages of breastfeeding. The Australian Breastfeeding Association, or the ABA, will receive $8 million of the government's money for their helpline, which is run by trained volunteer mothers with breastfeeding experience. Alison Bowie, CEO of the ABA, says that though most mothers begin breastfeeding, many don't keep it up.
So in Australia, there's a high initiation rate. So about 96% of mothers actually initiate breastfeeding when their baby is first born. But the rates drop off really quickly, and it can be because mothers struggle to find the right information and support. And so ABA exists to provide that support, and we're hoping that we can, with this new funding, we can continue to extend our services and reach to reach more mothers.
The ABA has also released a new app today for new mothers.
We hope that all the mums out there download the app and start accessing our breastfeeding support services via the app.
But not everybody is convinced that more funding is the answer. Honorary Associate Professor Julie Smith from the Australian National University says that throwing more money at the issue just isn't good enough.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Women are doing their bit. The time that they put into breastfeeding, the time they put into breastfeeding support, it's crucial, saving the government a bunch of money. The government's the one that has the duty, and the government is really the one that should be feeling shamed and blamed around it. It's just not good enough to do more of the same because it hasn't worked.
She says that the government stands to gain more than they realise by promoting breastfeeding.
The government could save around $100 million a year at least just from the preventing hospitalisation of babies for gastro and things like that because they're not breastfed. And you'd think that out of that, they could do more than simply funding free calls to a fabulous national helpline run by volunteers.
The ABA says that the national goal of 50% by 2025 is realistic with the new funding.
Look, we're really confident that this rise in the helpline funding will enable us to be able to support more mums and to continue to support mothers, as well as a diverse range of mums. So we're going to be working towards this goal, and we're really confident that with the ongoing support of the government, we can, you know, we can come close. We can't make any guarantees, but it's certainly our aim to try.
But Professor Smith argues that there are more systemic problems at play.
Paid maternity leave stops at 18 weeks in Australia. It's more like a year in other countries. It stops at 18 weeks, and yet we aspire to breastfeed exclusively for 6 months. Well, you just can't do that if you're back at work. It's really, really hard. It's really hard to fathom why governments constantly berate women that, you know, we should be breastfeeding, it's good for the baby, it's good for the mother. Yes, we know that, but let's get some backing for women to actually do it. That's what the research says is needed.
The other $2 million of the government's $10 million is going to the Red Cross Milk Bank, which gives milk to premature babies whose mothers are unable to breastfeed. But Professor Smith says that while the organisation will benefit from the funding, there is a danger in mothers becoming reliant on donor milk.
Well, I think it's fantastic, but unless we actually support women themselves to breastfeed, donated milk runs the risk of displacing the mother breastfeeding the baby themselves. If you've got a very premature baby, you really need that donor milk to help keep things going, to keep your baby alive until your milk comes in, until you've got breastfeeding established and the baby is well and you can go home. But if we just pull something off the shelf without her having access to lactation support, then we're just going to be replacing formula in hospital with donor milk in hospital. So it'll keep babies alive, which is fantastic, and it'll help their vision, it'll help their IQ. We know that from the research, but it won't help women to breastfeed. It'll be a disempowering experience.
Nonetheless, the ABA maintains that the $10 million is a good start.
Look, it will certainly go a long way. And, it's a great recognition that the government has shown that breastfeeding matters. And it's a really great start.
That was Alison Bowie, the CEO of Australian Breastfeeding Association, ending my report there.